Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class C, 2 periods. End of Term Examinations, January 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a woman talking on the radio about a new sports center. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
And now Judy is going to tell us about Wimport's new sports centre. Judy, you're the new manager.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to welcoming all your listeners to the new sports centre. It was due to open last week on the 5th of May, but we had a problem with the roof, so it's actually opening on the 12th of May. So I do hope as many people as possible will come and join and also come to our party on Saturday, the 14th of May. That will be from 2 in the afternoon. It's not on the same site as the old sports centre, which was next to the supermarket. The new one is on the other side of the road from the station. There used to be a hotel there. There's a large car park if you want to drive there. The entrance to the car park is down a small side road, Fortescue Road. That's Fortescue. Please don't try to park in the road or outside the centre. You can pay for membership for a week, a month, or a year. For a year's membership, it costs £450. Monthly membership is £40, and if you pay weekly, it will cost you £9.50. So you save money by paying for a whole year. You need to wear trainers and suitable clothes, but you don't need to bring a towel. That saves carrying a huge bag around with you. We are very lucky to have Sonia Smith joining us, who is going to give dance classes daily at 5:30. Check on our website to get more information about that. We will also have exercise and yoga classes, but those times aren't decided yet. So that's all I have to say for the moment. I look forward to seeing some of you.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
And now Judy is going to tell us about Wimport's new sports centre. Judy, you're the new manager.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to welcoming all your listeners to the new sports centre. It was due to open last week on the 5th of May, but we had a problem with the roof, so it's actually opening on the 12th of May. So I do hope as many people as possible will come and join and also come to our party on Saturday, the 14th of May. That will be from 2 in the afternoon. It's not on the same site as the old sports centre, which was next to the supermarket. The new one is on the other side of the road from the station. There used to be a hotel there. There's a large car park if you want to drive there. The entrance to the car park is down a small side road, Fortescue Road. That's Fortescue. Please don't try to park in the road or outside the centre. You can pay for membership for a week, a month, or a year. For a year's membership, it costs £450. Monthly membership is £40, and if you pay weekly, it will cost you £9.50. So you save money by paying for a whole year. You need to wear trainers and suitable clothes, but you don't need to bring a towel. That saves carrying a huge bag around with you. We are very lucky to have Sonia Smith joining us, who is going to give dance classes daily at 5:30. Check on our website to get more information about that. We will also have exercise and yoga classes, but those times aren't decided yet. So that's all I have to say for the moment. I look forward to seeing some of you.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear an interview with a woman called Rachel who is talking about the shows she puts on for children. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Rachel, tell us how your shows for children started. You studied art at college, didn't you?
That's right. But I gave up my career as an artist when my twin daughters were born. Painting took up too much time when I was looking after them. I thought about teaching art classes part-time, but instead I started making dolls for my daughters. I love acting, so I often invented little plays for the dolls, doing the voices myself.
And when did you start doing shows for other people?
When our daughters were five, my husband suggested using the dolls to entertain the children at their birthday party. I wrote a little show and he built a dolls theatre. My daughters and their friends loved it. As a result, other parents asked me to come and do the show at their children's parties. That's how it all began.
Must be a lot of work for you.
Yes, I love making the dolls, but I decided that I needed someone to help me with the shows. Luckily, my neighbour Lena was keen to perform with me. Her husband records the music to go with the shows. It would be impossible to do everything on my own.
Have you ever had any problems?
Only once. I did a show for a group of three-year-olds and I'd written a story about a lion. Unfortunately, the children were really afraid of the lion and started crying. I was worried the parents might complain, but luckily they were all able to laugh about it afterwards.
And what did you learn from that?
The experience taught me that I had to find out beforehand just what children enjoy. Like me, Lena has two daughters, so whenever we've invented a new story, we show it to our four girls first. They always tell us exactly what they think of it. And sometimes I take new dolls to the local primary school to check that children like them.
And the shows continue to be successful?
They do. I have a range of different shows for 5 to 9-year-olds. In fact, the shows have become so successful I could do one every day, but I don't want to do that. The reason the shows have become popular, I think, is because I love every minute of every show, and so other people love them too. I certainly didn't realise when I organised that birthday party for my daughters all those years ago that it would change my life so much.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Rachel, tell us how your shows for children started. You studied art at college, didn't you?
That's right. But I gave up my career as an artist when my twin daughters were born. Painting took up too much time when I was looking after them. I thought about teaching art classes part-time, but instead I started making dolls for my daughters. I love acting, so I often invented little plays for the dolls, doing the voices myself.
And when did you start doing shows for other people?
When our daughters were five, my husband suggested using the dolls to entertain the children at their birthday party. I wrote a little show and he built a dolls theatre. My daughters and their friends loved it. As a result, other parents asked me to come and do the show at their children's parties. That's how it all began.
Must be a lot of work for you.
Yes, I love making the dolls, but I decided that I needed someone to help me with the shows. Luckily, my neighbour Lena was keen to perform with me. Her husband records the music to go with the shows. It would be impossible to do everything on my own.
Have you ever had any problems?
Only once. I did a show for a group of three-year-olds and I'd written a story about a lion. Unfortunately, the children were really afraid of the lion and started crying. I was worried the parents might complain, but luckily they were all able to laugh about it afterwards.
And what did you learn from that?
The experience taught me that I had to find out beforehand just what children enjoy. Like me, Lena has two daughters, so whenever we've invented a new story, we show it to our four girls first. They always tell us exactly what they think of it. And sometimes I take new dolls to the local primary school to check that children like them.
And the shows continue to be successful?
They do. I have a range of different shows for 5 to 9-year-olds. In fact, the shows have become so successful I could do one every day, but I don't want to do that. The reason the shows have become popular, I think, is because I love every minute of every show, and so other people love them too. I certainly didn't realise when I organised that birthday party for my daughters all those years ago that it would change my life so much.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear a man talking about careers. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Careers. Choosing a career is one of the biggest decisions we make in life. It used to be that we chose only one career. People would start a job when they were 18, 19 or 20 and stay in that same career for life. Their career path was quite straightforward. Nowadays, it is normal for people to change careers 5, 6, 7 times. New technology and globalization means things change quickly. We need to study and keep up with all the changes. I've had 4 different careers now. I like moving from one job to another. It means life never gets boring. It's much better to keep learning different things in different careers. I have no idea what career I'll choose next. Perhaps one that doesn't even exist today.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Careers. Choosing a career is one of the biggest decisions we make in life. It used to be that we chose only one career. People would start a job when they were 18, 19 or 20 and stay in that same career for life. Their career path was quite straightforward. Nowadays, it is normal for people to change careers 5, 6, 7 times. New technology and globalization means things change quickly. We need to study and keep up with all the changes. I've had 4 different careers now. I like moving from one job to another. It means life never gets boring. It's much better to keep learning different things in different careers. I have no idea what career I'll choose next. Perhaps one that doesn't even exist today.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.